This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 6th. God's word for you today is Q&A, part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 11, verse 13, and it says, "So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" When you ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit, sometimes you also need to check if you are attuned and check issues of faith. Sometimes the Holy Spirit has given you the gift, but you do not even believe it. I suggest you check this first before concluding that the gift is not for you. What I believe concerning spiritual gifts is, there is nowhere that God says it is not for me. I believe that if I ask, he will give me the gift. However, God can decide that a gift is not for a particular person. If that happens, then be faithful in the ones you have. One time, we were having a God will do it again vigil. The prayer basket was in front, and I felt I should lay my hands on the basket. So I laid my hands on the basket, closed my eyes, and I was reading out all the prayer points in the basket and praying for them one after the other. And the testimonies people were giving were that their loved ones' names was mentioned and God did a miracle. Another vigil came. I put my hand on the prayer basket and nothing. So I prayed, got up, and walked away. And God answered the prayers. But the point is, I did not create it, so I cannot recreate it. It was inspired, it came over me. Nobody but God can choose when that happens. Just flow with God. Is it possible to teach someone how to speak in tongues? It is wrong. You should not teach someone how to speak in tongues, as in directly. But you should teach someone how to receive the Holy Spirit. During the baptism of the Holy Spirit, some people keep their mouths shut, expecting that the Holy Spirit will come and move their mouths. The Holy Spirit will not move your mouth to make you speak in tongues. You will feel the prompting and you have to release yourself and speak in other tongues. There was a lady I prayed for, and I was convinced she had received the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in other tongues, but she was not speaking in tongues. I felt God saying I should tell her that when she gets home, she should shut the door, worship. She did that, and she started speaking in tongues. So, maybe she was conscious of herself, and that hindered her from releasing herself to God. You can teach and encourage people on how to receive the Holy Spirit, but you cannot teach the tongue. It is wrong. Is it possible to sound like someone else you have heard praying in tongues before? And what does it mean? It means that the person has greatly influenced you, and perhaps you are listening to the person a lot. So you have begun to pick up the person's mannerisms. I am always for allowing people to have their individual expressions, but there is really nothing wrong with it. When some children start speaking in tongues, they start with the tongues of their parents. But along the line, as they walk with and grow in God, they too find their own expressions. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, I want more of you. Oh, I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know you, the more I want to know you. Jesus, more of you. And I want more of you. I want more of you, Spirit. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Holy Spirit, more of you. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.